The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. And otaku. Don't forget otaku. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you, that's capitalized, can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is 33, I believe.
The 33rd episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Is that what it would be?
That's what it would be.
This is the start. This is going to be a real intimate episode.
You can use that vocabulary.
I was thinking it's just like NPR without class or intelligence. But I am Dylan, as always, and the only person with me is across the pond, the stupid awesome analyst, John.
Hey, you said that usually in episodes say that you have your work cut out for you. Well, this episode is probably the easiest it's ever going to get.
Well, yeah, with the introductions, but the actual content part, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, I know. Yeah, now you have to do some talking.
I know. My jokes actually have to land.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll throw in a laugh track.
But yeah, it's just us. If you're a big Andrew or Glitch or Sean fan or whoever else is on the show, yeah, it's just John and I.
Yeah. No, yeah. Andrew is not here because he's really sick. I'm pretty sure in some places he would be pronounced legally dead. Glitch is doing something.
It's going to be a lot of this.
It is, yeah. And sure, a lot will be cut out because it's going to be not very exciting and it's going to be one of our greatest episodes ever.
This is going to be less of a podcast and more of like a one track to an audiobook.
Yeah. Actually, do you have a book? That'd be cool. We should do that.
Oh, should we read a book?
Yeah.
We could just audiobook some manga.
I've got a Battle Angel Alita manga. Could just read that.
Well, there you go. Look forward to that.
There you go. But first, oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't even realize we don't have the news bell person here, so it's time to ring news bell. News and
cough. That's how you would do it.
Yeah. News. That's what Andrew sounds like when he's dying.
And trying to announce news.
Okay, so first up in media news for tonight, Cartoon Network announced that they are going to air Black Lagoon. They're going to add that to their nighttime lineup on Toonami on Adult Swim. Black Lagoon is a great anime if anybody hasn't seen it. We've talked about it multiple times on this podcast before and how awesome it is. It's just a crazy over-the-top action. A lot in the same styles as it's like a modern-day on-Earth Cowboy Bebop where it follows pirates and they complete odd job missions and it involves killing people and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would imagine that it would do pretty well on Toonami since you guys have said that it's a lot like a Western style story.
It is. Yeah. There's a lot of Western characters in it. Only one of the characters is Japanese in the entire show. It's good stuff. Yeah. And if you like action, this is one of them. Next up in news, there's been an announcement that Dylan, did you know about this? That for the past 5 years, they've been working on a Ghost in the Shell live action movie.
No, I guess not. I guess I just sort of assumed that there already had been one. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, maybe Japanese, but this one we're talking Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah. Live action Hollywood big screen adaption of Ghost in the Shell.
No. I guess I didn't realize that. Do you know who's... Is there anyone tied to it at the moment?
Yeah. That's the bad news, is that the director of it, the only thing that I know that he's done thus far is Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I don't know. As long as it's not at the caliber of Snow White and the Huntsman, then it'll be all right. I didn't watch the whole thing of that movie.
I haven't seen it either.
I never stop watching movies. Like, I always finish a movie that I've done. This is, like, one of the only movies that I have stopped watching.
I was watching Hansel and Gretel right before we recorded for some reason, and I stopped watching that.
just Jeremy Renner just couldn't pull you in to the action.
No.
On a scale of 1 to Van Helsing, how is it?
It's like, it's weird because it seemed like it was almost on the cusp of like a B movie. Like the gore in it is like so over the top, like it would be in like a B movie.
Oh, you mean like Grindhouse?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't realize it was that gory. Kind of intrigues me a little bit, actually.
Yeah, well, there's not that much of it.
Oh, yeah.
And all of it, I think, was just so they could, like, push the 3D aspect of it, because, like, stuff is always flying at the screen.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? In this day and age of movies, they're still doing 3D gimmicks.
Yeah. Well, what else is going to lift Hansel and Gretel on top of the box office charts there?
I guess so.
Are you going to keep this whole part in?
Probably.
Okay,
I can't imagine.
Well, we're going to have to fill time somehow.
Yeah, I can't imagine that this podcast is actually going to be very lengthy.
Yeah.
People are going to be disappointed in us.
All right, we're going to take a 5-minute silent break right now.
Just a moment of reflection for you.
How did we get here, John?
We were talking about Ghost in the Shell.
No, I meant in life.
Oh, in life?
Yeah.
Well, that's a story for another time. If you want the serious answer, for the funny answer, that is my attempt at a joke, voodoo magic. I'll add the laugh track.
Laugh track will
cover that.
Okay, cool.
From the front of a live studio audience. Next up in media news, from our fan Mike, he emailed us this story. I wish Sean was here because this is Super Sentai Tokusatsu. Actor Hiroshi Fujioka, who, if anybody doesn't know, he was the original Kamen Rider. He is going to be reprising his role in the Heisei Rider versus Showa Rider movie, Kamen Rider Taizen featuring Super Sentai. So that's pretty cool. I mean, like, I don't know. I forget how long ago the first Kamen Rider came out, but it was a pretty long time ago.
Yeah, it was... Jeez, yeah, that was definitely back... Oh, well, I don't know when it was in Japan, but I remember the Kamen Rider and the Power Rangers crossover when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at Fujioka's picture of him in the Sentai suit now still, you can tell he's aged. He's old. Old Rider.
There you go.
Yep. All right, that's it. That's all we have for media news.
We're just plowing right through it.
Yeah, we're going to be done in a couple minutes. Just hang on, guys. Oh, yeah, that's right. You also posted the live-action Attack on Titan car commercial.
I didn't even really read what it was. I thought that it was for a live-action movie or something.
It's not. It's actually a car commercial.
Yeah.
I watched it, and it's really impressive, actually. Like, the Titans that they put into it, and, like, I don't know whether or not it's mocap or people, like, actually people in makeup, but...
I'm pretty sure it is, because I saw some photos of, like, before and after of actors and makeup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, the integration in the commercial is really impressive, and it's actually really creepy. The way that, you know, it gives you a real look at, like, man, these are what real Titans would look like.
Yeah, the actors in the makeup did look quite creepy. They had, like, one of the women with the huge smile.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Now, for gaming news now, we have an announcement that Monster Hunter 4... Well, first off, we had the announcement that Monster Hunter 4 is going to be released sometime this year, which is far too soon because the third one came out at, like, mid-last year.
Are they both on the same consoles?
I believe so. Monster Hunter 4 right now, from what all I saw, it was actually only the 3DS, but it'll probably have the Wii U port as well.
Is Monster Hunter 3 on the Wii U as well?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually cross-play the 3DS with the Wii U.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. We've tried it, and it's fun. Especially if you get four hunters. Four hunters, Monster Hunter is the bee's knees. People still say that.
Bee's knees?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have knees?
I don't know.
Are they just like...
It's the cat's meow. Whatever.
People don't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talk about bees still, but cats are out of the bag.
Oh, high five. I'll have to sync that up later.
Awkward high five.
Yeah, really.
Sync it up later. Yeah.
Also in gaming news, there was an announcement. I'm excited about this one. I'm sure if Andrew was here too, he'd be excited. They're making a fighting game for the anime Sakigake Otoku Juku, which is the rough translation, Real Man High School. it's one of the iconic manimes where like the guys in the high school, they're training to just be really tough guys. And like all the character designs in it are like, they have really tiny heads with these humongous muscular bodies, like even more misproportioned than Fist of the North Star. Wow. It's a really funny show, though. It's meant to be a comedy, but it's also really bloody. And based on the gameplay trailers that I've been seeing, it looks like it's going to hold up to that. Like, they have, like, you know, blood overlays on the characters, so when they get more beat up, the more bloodied they look. It looks pretty cool, and it's pretty...
So it's like a comedy, gory, manime game?
Yeah. The movie, they actually have a live-action adaptation of that movie as well. That one came out in Japan. That one is really funny. If anybody hasn't seen Real Man High School... Or actually, the English trailer for the live-action movie is called Samurai School Be a Man.
Speaking of fighting games, I think, I don't know if this is on your news, I think I heard that they're making another Tekken movie, and I believe the director that's tied to it is the same guy who directed Unbok and the Protector with Tony Jaa.
Man, that's pretty cool. Now if only they could get actors like Tony Jaa to be in
movies. That was my one caveat. It's like, those movies are cool, but they're cool because Tony Jaa is an incredible martial artist. Yeah. It's like, the actual, I guess, like, at least the stories of those films are really subpar.
Yeah, they are. But that's the point. Like, that's the point of the action, like, any action genre from when they started in the 80s all the way up until now. You just put a one-dimensional story.
I hope it's still, like, the same story as Unbok and The Protector, because they're pretty much the same stories. It's like, in one movie, like, an idol's statue head was stolen, and then in another movie, his elephant was stolen.
Yeah.
What will it be in Tekken? It's like Red Glove or whatever.
Well, that was pretty good. You made an accurate, I don't know where I'm going with that.
You'll add the word in later.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what all I had
that's
for gaming news.
That's as awkward as it gets.
Hold on. We still got strange news to go through, which we actually have a lot of strange news today.
We should have mentioned that earlier, because I bet people would have just turned it off by now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll edit that in later.
This is going to be a Frankenstein of an episode.
Yeah, it is. Man, I'm just like, I don't know what's up. I only got 5 hours of sleep last night, so my jokes aren't coming to me.
Do you always go off of 5 hours of sleep?
No. I usually have to get
it
my
seems
full.
Like that.
I usually have to go. That's really mean. I didn't get my 9 to 10 hours.
Yeah, that's what I go for.
All right. So first up in strange news, we have a brilliant innovation coming out of Japan. It's called the True Love Tester Bra.
I was literally thinking that when you said a wonderful innovation.
So you have heard about this?
Yeah, I saw I saw it on like Imgur or something like that.
Yeah. So this is a bra that was developed that can only be unhooked when a woman falls or finds true love. It reads her heartbeat and like the rhythmic pattern of flirting or being in love will allow the bra to be unhooked. Otherwise, it's stuck on there like a chastity belt.
One point, I think a comment that was made on the article that I saw was men have awkward boners and now women have awkward popping bras.
Yeah, do you think that like if they were just like flirting with a guy at a bar one day, like all of a sudden they're just...
Why? I don't understand why a woman would buy this at all.
I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. I mean, I know in anime it's more common, but
yeah.
just to think, like, the fact that somebody falls in love immediately means that they want to get their chest grabbed.
Or, I don't know, they just want their bra off when they fall in love? Like, yeah, finally, I found one. Okay, see you later, bra.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
But anyways, it's pretty impressive regardless. I mean, like, it's got even got like a phone app that reads the heart monitor, and like there's even it can even tell the difference between different rhythmic heartbeats. So like even though somebody could be excited about something, it's a different rhythmic heartbeat than flirting or falling in love. And so like there's this range of area where the bra will unhook and like if they get too excited about something, it's like their bra's not going to unhook when they're like on a roller coaster or something like that.
But is it the same like heartbeat if they fall in love with like a really good slice of pie?
That's a really good question, actually.
Or like some delicious chicken fingers.
Is flirting and I'm really starting to think about that now. I want to delve into this technology.
Well, now we have a research project for next week or
Wonderful. Next
episode.
There we go. So everybody return next episode and
break out your lab coats, everyone. It's time to science.
Science project 2. That was a play on words of last week's episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was.
Next up in strange news. Japan's defense force has gotten an enlistment increase by 20%. So in the last couple months, they've had a 20% increase in enlistment in their armies. And the reason for that is because the military has adopted 3 new anime moe characters for their advertising. So anime girls are now representing the different branches of the military. The guy who made the moe characters is the creator of all kinds of war-like animes. They've had a couple under their belt, but the one that I know is Strike Witches.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Strike Witches is like a moe fantasy kind of anime, but like it's based off of a real group of pilots. I think they were Russian during World War, like a group of female Russian pilots during World War II. And the anime is about schoolgirls who wear propeller machines on their legs, and they just shoot like regular weapons. So like there's like these little lowly schoolgirls with these gigantic machine guns and like plane wings on their legs, and oh yeah, and they need magic to fly them. And when they have magic,
Course they need magic.
Yeah, but in order to fly the machines, they need the magic has them grow animal ears and tails.
So they just wanted like every genre,
pretty much. Like... Yeah, there's animal girls, there's loli, there's guns, there's I don't know, planes. Is that a fetish?
I don't know. Maybe to John Lasseter. Pixar did nothing or didn't make that, but
no. Doesn't that just mean that like everything in Japan should get like moe stuff?
I don't know. They need to. They might abuse their power with the moe girls.
It's possible moe could take over the earth. Who knows?
Like, what if like a Japanese terrorist group now starts using moe girls? People are going to be right on board with that terrorist group.
Well, I don't know that. I don't really want to get into this. I had a joke.
Yeah,
but
it was on the bridge of offensive. But
yeah. Oh no, we said something offensive on this show.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Maybe
no one's listened this far.
Maybe they should create a moe campaign to help increase the reproduction in Japan.
I think that's called hentai.
Solved.
Okay.
No, it's still not solved. Actually, okay. Next up in strange news.
This whole episode's like an awkward boner.
Okay, so have you heard of these new cafes that have been popping up in Japan that are animal-themed?
Depends what you mean. I know they've had, like, cat cafes and stuff.
Yep, like cat cafes. I think they've had puppy cafes, too. Well, now yeah. The newest one is bunny cafes. You can go
that makes sense.
You can go to these cafes, hang out with some bunnies, and have some snacks.
I bet a hermit crab cafe would do, like, no business.
No, yeah. Scorpion cafe.
I think, actually, I had some friends that live in San Francisco, and I believe San Francisco is getting their first cat cafe.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man, that sounds terrible for my allergies.
I know. It'll be interesting to see how it works in San Francisco.
Maybe they'll just have a whole bunch of stray cats in there.
It's just like a hole in the wall of a place. Yeah. And like a bunch of alley cats and like a couple of hipsters sipping coffee.
They're just like
writing their screenplays.
They just open up the doors and windows and put like an open can of tuna in there, and just like all these sick gangly cats just walking around the San Francisco cafe, start infecting the other cafes.
Yes.
That is the end of that story. We're still not done with strange news, though.
No.
Okay, so Japan's All Nippon Airways, or Nippon, sorry, that's how they say Japan in
Nippon.
Japanese. All Nippon Airways, which is a Japanese airline, has just opened up an international airways division to their company. And the latest ad has actually been flagged for racism. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures of it or anything, but
I don't think so.
The trailer has a male character, a male figure, and he's wearing a clearly blonde wig, like it's clearly a wig that like on the same level as cosplay. Uh-huh. It's like not even blonde, but yellow, and then he's wearing a you know those like strings that you put party hats that are like on party hats to keep them on your head. He was wearing one of those, but instead of a party hat, it was like a long pointy nose, and he was supposed to be an American. So I don't know what they're implying, but Japan's white face is
just long nose.
It's yeah, long nose. It's I don't know. It's confusing to me. I'm not really sure I understand the lore of
the long nosed American.
I don't know. Is it because we? I can't. Well, I do the motion for it, but I can't. But nobody can see it.
Yeah, I can't even see it.
No, because you're in Florida.
It's just for you.
Is long nose implying that we're like uppity or something like that?
I don't know. Maybe someone's just a huge fan of Pinocchio. How did it end? Maybe the guy was like a real man, and he was a puppet at one point.
But that's German.
That doesn't matter.
Pinocchio.
They can mix and match.
Pinocchio's a German tale. I don't know. Maybe the commercial was about Germany the whole time. Stop being racist to Germany, Japan. Last up in strange news, China has resorted to televising sunrises because the fog pollution is so bad that they can't even see the sun anymore.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, it's they have like these large TVs that in public areas. Where they televise the sun rising in the morning, which is just unfathomable to me of how crazy unhealthy it must be to just live there. Even on our worst foggy days here, like don't even look as bad as the smog does in in China.
It looks in like New York on like a really nice foggy morning and it's hard to see. It just looks like that. Yeah. There all the time.
But even still, I mean, like...
It's not just fog. It's like...
Yeah, I know. It's like, how are they even going to resolve this? Like, is it even possible to resolve one day, or is China just screwed?
I don't think that's a question either of us are capable of answering.
I don't either, but I mean, like... it's kind of concerning. Where's all of our stuff going to come from now?
You just get, like, a new toy from China, and you open the box, and, like, a puff of smoke comes out.
You look like a chimney sweeper. Oh, man. That is just really bad, though. I mean, like, I can't believe, like how has nowhere else in the world gotten this bad?
There's a lot of, like, crazy stuff like that. I saw, like, a quick video online recently about these ghost cities in China. Have you heard about these?
I think so.
Basically, so, like, China has so much money that they'll, like... just send out orders to their like local governments to be like, build. We need you to build like buildings and stuff. And they'll just build buildings, and then no one lives in them. So there's these like whole deserted cities across China because no one can afford to live there.
Oh yeah, you know what? I have heard of these.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like there's like some sort of reason behind it, but I took zero economics classes in college, so I have no way of explaining what's going on.
And now you do podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, I know nothing about it, so I don't understand why they can't just, like, either cut the costs of the buildings. Because, like, no one's living there anyways, so why...
Yeah, right, so there's
like,
no
why
profit
can't they just
on
be like,
with.
Yeah, like, you people can, like, live here for what you can afford. I just don't get it.
It smells like a mystery.
Yeah.
That we are not going to solve.
I bet what I just said sounded really stupid to somebody, and they're typing away on their calculator, just scoffing at me.
That's, yeah, me. I'm doing that. That's my calculator.
From the 1930s?
Yeah. Ching. That's a... That's what the lever sounds like, and now it's printing out. And now I read you my facts. But I'm not, because I just made all that up.
I'm not going to help you out of this.
That's as strange as it gets. There. I fixed it.
Yeah. You can call it that.
Been watching anything?
Space Dandy.
Did you see the new episode, episode 4?
Yes. Yeah, I just watched it today.
How was it? I haven't seen it yet, but...
Episode 4? It was weird. What's interesting to me is because I don't watch a whole lot of comedy animes, and I've noticed in a couple of Space Dandy episodes that, like, things will happen, and the next episode, it's like whatever happened will be completely forgotten.
Yeah.
Like, without spoiling anything, in the very first episode, Space Dandy's ship explodes, and they never, in the second episode, say, oh, this is how he got it back, or, you know, it didn't really explode or whatever.
Yeah, and it was just something that was just completely ignored altogether.
Yeah, episode 4, like, the story for it literally altered everyone in the universe, and I guarantee you the next episode isn't going to build upon it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly George, what's the zombie guy's name, George R. Romano inspired?
George A. Romero. There we go.
That guy.
Yeah. Really? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm still digging Space Dandy. I think it's a really entertaining show, and I think it's actually a good one for people to try out. Although the fact that they're kind of doing this non-continuous thing with it,
yeah,
can be kind of jarring to some people.
I mean, in one hand, it's a good thing because you can literally pick it up on any episode, at least thus far, and like really be lost.
Yeah, and when you actually think about it, it's very Adult Swim fashion to do something like that too, where like have you ever seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force or like Metalocalypse or something like that? Things just get completely screwed up at the end of every episode, but then it's completely back to normal at the beginning of the next.
Yeah.
So I guess it's normal for people who watch Adult Swim. You know, maybe maybe it's something that they would expect.
I kind of liked. I don't know how many episodes you've seen, but I kind of liked sort of the. What the third episode did, where it was they sort of went to a different planet, they found an alien, and then there was like a little bit of a story with the alien, and then they brought the alien back and registered it.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
That was one of my most favorite things, because it broke a trope that the main character can never win.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like, that I got so excited when I saw that. I was like, he got paid! Like, he won. He turned in the alien, he got his money, and he got to keep the money.
Yeah, it proved that he actually could do what he does.
Yeah, exactly.
So I kind of wish or hope that there are more episodes along those lines.
Oh, so on top of what I had said previously, there are things like that in Space Dandy that actually make me really happy with the show.
Like what?
Like him getting paid and breaking tropes and things like that.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, on top of the weird things that can kind of be jarring to some viewers, there's a lot of really good things that make it unique from any show on TV, not just Japanese.
Uh-huh.
So is that all that you've been watching?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. Because I've been watching some of the new season stuff, and there's some really weird shows coming out this season. Mm-hmm. There's this one show that is coming out. I tried the first episode of it because I heard some things. And boy, did I see some things. It's called Recently My Sister Is Unusual. It's another one of this new genre, or it's not really new, but it's kind of taking off. It's the Imato.
Monster Girl?
Imato, which means little sister in Japan.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can see where this is going.
The guy from Sword Art Online got his next job.
Yeah, well, series is about a brother or this guy gets a new stepsister who's a younger sister, she and the younger sister, like halfway through the episode, gets possessed by this ghost or angel. I don't really know. But she's when she gets possessed, she gets this chastity belt put onto her. In order to take it off, she needs to fall in love. But she's like this underage girl. And it's really weird.
So
because
it's like she's wearing that heartbeat pop bra.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where they got the idea. It's
probably.
They saw the blueprints for this show and they made the bra.
That's how shows work. They make blueprints.
Yeah. Don't you know how TV shows are made?
They make blueprints with their T-squares.
Yeah, and then they put them in the oven, and then TV shows pop out.
Yeah.
Just follow the recipe.
Yep, and then no storks involved.
And, okay, so the show is, like, it's really uncomfortable. Like, the weird thing is that all the characters on the show are, like, really, really cute. It's a moe show. So it is really cute and adorable, and, you know, the facial expressions that they draw are really endearing and cute and everything like that. But it's really, really sexual, which is weird because, like, all the characters are underaged.
And some of them slightly related.
Yeah. But it's borderline, like, softcore hentai. So try recently my show, my Little Sister is Unusual.
Recently, did they actually name it in English, or is that...
That's the English translation of it. Recently, okay. My Little Sister is Unusual.
Recently, My Little Sister is Unusual.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a joke. Like, the title is a joke because, like, you know, because of what you see. But it's free. That one's free on Crunchyroll, so... So if you want to see some not porn, then go ahead and watch that. Also, I've been watching this one that's pretty good called Witchcraft Works. It's about this, you know, cliche unpopular guy who goes to school with this really popular girl, and like all these people are crazy about this really popular girl, and so they don't interact with one another because of their different social statuses. And then you find out that one day, like, this guy gets attacked by these like, robot bunny creatures.
Yeah, of course.
And then she comes along and saves his life, and she's dressed up like a witch, and she uses, like, these fire powers to fight off the robotic bunnies. And it turns out that she has actually been secretly protecting him his entire life because the way that she puts it... He is her princess. That's one of the funnier things about the show is that she keeps referring to him as a princess, and he doesn't, and they still haven't explained it, so you don't know why, like, they're using the term princess, but it's her job as a witch to protect him, and so, like,
maybe it's just a translation difference.
No, he legitimately reacts to it as being called princess. But they just haven't gotten around to explaining why he's being called a princess. The show is a good mix of comedy and action. Again, it's kind of like a moe, but that's kind of common. Like, that's kind of like a given with anime nowadays. And then the third one that I watched is called Nisei Koi. It's a show about this kid who he's a high school student, and he is the son of a Yakuza boss. Like, when he was younger, he made this promise to a girl that he would hang on to this locket and she would hang on to the key. And then when they meet again in their lives, they'll find out what's inside the locket together. And that's the beginning grounds for the story. And then when he grows up, he's respected by, like, the Yakuza, but he doesn't want anything to do with them. And you find out that there's, like, this warring gang. So, like, there's this new gang that's fighting the Yakuza, mm-hmm. and then there's this new girl in school, and you find out later on that, they actually end up hating each other, but then you find out later on that she is the daughter of the opposing gang, and the guy's father makes them date each other so that they can stop the war between the two gangs, and they hate each other, and, like, the kid still wants to look for the girl who has the key to the locket. It wasn't very good, but...
Does she have the key? I bet she has the key.
No, she doesn't. And actually, this isn't a spoiler because they make it really obvious in the first episode. They actually even show you at one point in the episode, his best friend is the girl who has the key.
Well, you didn't mention he had a best friend.
Well, no, I didn't. but seeing that you asked, you know.
So there you go. Best friend, key, done.
Yeah, but that's something that I actually wanted to bring up because it's something really interesting because we were just talking about breaking tropes. That is, in any other anime, that is something that would have been kept until episode, I don't know, 20 or 25 in a regular anime. But in this one, like, they tell you in the first episode, it's like, oh, she's the one with the key, and that's why she likes him so much. But and the fact is, like, she's just too scared to tell him that she's the one with the key. Uh-huh. So, but the thing is, like, the funny thing is that the guy actually likes her too, but he's too afraid to tell her. Oh, so,
of course.
Yeah, I know. That's another trope that they couldn't get rid of. One of the other interesting ones that they broke in both Nisekoi and Witchcraft Works is that the main characters don't sit in the back corner of the room. So that's an animation.
Oh yeah.
That's an animation trick, by the way, that they do in anime, for those of you who don't know, that it saves on animation costs so that they don't have to animate all the students around them. They can just draw one person in the back corner of the room and have them stare out the window. Uh-huh. It saves money on production and it makes it go faster. However, in these two animes, they are sitting in the center of the room. And so they actually
couldn't have picked the worst spot.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that it's like, oh, they broke a trope. That's so weird. I don't know. Maybe they'll start expanding out past just these little tropes and start making, like, new original content that doesn't involve little sisters and chastity belts.
Yeah, wishful thinking.
I know. Everybody out there still wants it.
In the works right now, I bet, is the anime My Little Sister's Chastity Belt.
Yeah, probably. There's, like, four of those animes this season. It's crazy, you know, like, and then there's also this one that's really weird. I haven't watched it. I don't think I'm gonna watch it, but I guess it has something to do with agricultural stuff. Like, it has to do with farming. But all the characters in the show are, like, these really busty women with, like, so they've made farming hot, basically, which I don't know why it wasn't before, but
there you go.
I guess they're just trying to, like, they're seriously just trying to branch out in making new things moe. I think they got, like, a betting pool down there. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I bet you I can't make farmers hot.
Let's make a moe anime about people who work at the morgue.
Yeah. let's make a garbage collector moe.
There you go.
I'm not saying that garbage collecting isn't glamorous. I'm just saying
those are our ideas, Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, throw those in the hat and see what studio draws that out. Okay, so that's all I've been watching.
Yeah.
So seeing that there's only two of us this episode, I think that for discussion purposes, we're going to skip the Tapagotchi for this episode, and we'll get back on track for the next one. However, we do have quite a bit of fan service to go over, so we'll just skip right to fan service and let you guys in on that stuff. We had a couple Tumblr asks. Okay, so on Tumblr, we had a couple of anonymous questions asked to us. The first one was, if there was a Christmas episode of G Gundam, do you think it would have been Krampus or Claus Gundam featured there within?
Go ahead. I don't think I actually chimed in, but you go ahead and say.
No, I was the only one who answered anything on these.
Save it for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, right. It's perfect. Surprise, here we go. For those of you who don't know, G Gundam was, like, the one where they had all the themed Gundams. That's where the infamous Neo Holland Gundam comes from.
It's actually one of the more liked Gundam series because it doesn't deal with a whole lot of that war drama. It's more of, like, a giant robot beat 'em up.
And they only say coup de grace, like, three times.
Not in that one, I don't think.
Okay. So my answer was that they would have both Krampus and Claus Gundam. And the reason is because they would fight each other. Or they would team up. There is either way. Either Krampus and Claus would team up or they would fight each other. And my reason for saying that is because if anybody has seen this year's Christmas episode of the Aquabat Super Show, they did just that. And it was exciting.
Yeah, I don't know. It might just be like a Santa Gundam, and he, like, wouldn't do anything, really. He might have, like, a bunch of snowflakes that transform into something. I don't know.
He wouldn't have, like, this giant wrecking ball sack of toys that he'd swing around as his weapon.
I think the Russian Gundam had a giant wrecking ball.
Filled with toys?
No, unfortunately not. That would be a funny, like, OVA, because, like, the G Gundam series, a lot of it was about them trying to defeat this God Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be like them trying to defeat the Krampus Gundam.
Gundam saves Christmas.
And that's how the Gundam saved Christmas. And it's just like a guy shutting a book.
Okay, so for the second Tumblr ask, we had, what is everyone's favorite episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast? Did any of you have a least favorite? And
right now.
yeah, that's right. I could probably change my answer. Like, that was what, like, if it was an episode where we just had one topic that wasn't so great upon retrospect, or if it was really hard to record or discuss.
There was one topic that we, I forget what it was, but, like, we got, I don't remember getting much out of it.
Yeah, there were a couple that I had in mind. I'll preface this with my favorite episode, which is probably episode 4, which is the closet episode. Still probably one of the funniest episodes that we've recorded.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, and then other than that, I really liked our New Year's episode with the Nerdy Show guys.
Yeah, I think I like the Nerdy Show episode the best, probably. I like a lot of our newer episodes because I feel like we're all sort of... We all sort of have this figured out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You
know, the pacing and how to play off of each other.
Yeah, just like this episode.
This episode clearly demonstrates that, of course.
Oh, yeah. This is... Yeah, I think that a good fix for this episode probably would have been getting some of the Nerdy Show guys on. But however, this situation kind of fell into our lap 20 minutes before we started recording. So
yeah,
so it kind of self-destructed on us and need a recording.
Yeah, and Andrew got sick, so it's all Andrew's fault.
It is Andrew's fault. This episode would have been hilarious if Andrew was here.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh.
It would have some hard opinions in it, though.
And to answer the question of the least favorite episode, well, we've had a couple, actually. I think my least favorite episode, though, I'd had good reason for it. It was episode 6. It was the first episode where Andrew and I moved back from Florida, so I was, like, in a really stink mood. I was really depressed that I had to move home, and we were talking about Cybernetic Worlds, so we were talking about, like, Ghost in the Shell and stuff like that. And
oh, yeah,
Sword
the Cyberpunk episode or whatever.
Yeah, and it just didn't really work out because I was kind of bummed. And it was our first time ever trying to record on Skype, so the recording was so messy, and it was overall just kind of bland after that.
Yeah.
So that was probably my least favorite episode because it reminds me how bummed out I was. I think that for an episode where wasn't so great upon retrospect was probably this year's Christmas episode where we were talking about Japanese Christmases. We probably could have done a little bit more research or rather thought out the topic a little bit more because in recent times I've learned a lot more about just all holidays in Japan in general. So we could have elaborated on like other traditions.
Uh-huh.
We'll do that next year.
Yeah, maybe.
If this is still a thing by
the
next
Krampus
year.
The Krampus Gundam will show up and put a stop to it.
Yeah.
I don't have any that really stick out in my mind. I mean, there was one though that it might not be easy to tell that I had like a huge headache during, and I forget which episode it was. But I think it was the one where I was watching that bike race the whole time.
Oh yeah, you're right. I don't remember that episode either, but I think people can find out what episode that is because I think I use that for the clip after the credits.
Yeah. The after credit parts is me talking about the bike race. But I think it was either that episode or the one prior or the one after. I had a huge headache and didn't really feel like talking.
Yeah, so everybody take some time and listen to those three episodes and find out which episode Dylan had a headache in.
Yeah, there you go. Let's vote on the worst Wicked Anime episode.
There we go. Maybe we should revisit these questions again next week when we have more people, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx
it. It might just be you, John.
Yeah, just me reading my manga into
just
the mic.
Just bouncing stuff off the wall.
Like the Cooler King. That was a great escape joke.
I was thinking more like when like a tennis player doesn't have a second player to play with and they just bounce it off the wall.
Oh, that's much sadder. than a movie about a World War II imprisonment camp.
I think that's probably sadder than a tennis player who doesn't have someone to play with.
But think about how lonely he is.
Prison camp, tennis.
I think we have more fan service to do. Let me see.
I hope one of them is, which is worse, a tennis match or World War II?
World War II imprisonment camp.
Clearly a tennis match.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually proposed a question to a couple fans and was wondering what people were watching this season. And we got Nobunaga the Fool, which I want to check out. This is something that's been going on more. Our fan Kyle said that he's been watching Guilty Crown. It's not new, but he's been catching up on it, and he said he's been really enjoying it. And then our fan Kito said that he just watched the first episode of Pupa. I've seen the first couple episodes of that too, and it's really disappointing. The way that they advertised it was supposed to be this really dark, creepy, almost kind of incesty. See, we're still on that theme. Sort of show. Because we've explained this before. It's a show where there's this sister who needs to eat human flesh in order to keep herself from becoming a monster.
That one,
and,
yeah.
And then the brother has regenerating flesh. So the trailers for it are just really weird and gross and incesty. And the anime, the first couple episodes have not lived up to what they advertised. And I was kind of disappointed by it. And I think so was Kito. I'm going to keep watching it, be only for the fact that every episode is only 4 minutes long. So,
oh, I didn't know that. That's weird.
Yeah, you can. Well, they've been doing that a lot more. Like they have these an entire season of shows or an entire season of a show, and the show in its entirety is only a half hour long. I think in Japan they have this scheduling thing where they just fill up a time slot with a really short anime. So they've been doing that recently, which is kind of a new thing, but it's actually a really good idea. Actually, it might only now that I think about it, it might be in the same way that. You know how, like, on kids' networks here, they have, like, just little short cartoons that they play in between shows that, like, are, like, and now for, you know, this quick
cartoon thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that could be it, too. Maybe Japan has their own version of Oh Yeah cartoons over there. Mm-hmm. Except they're about cannibalistic incest sisters and stuff like that.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Just like Cow and Chicken was.
Yeah. We've had a request somebody requested or actually it was Kito. He requested that on the next for an episode of Homeworku that we do JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So start watching up on your JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because I would love to do that. It depends on which, or actually, it doesn't depend on which one, though. I was just wondering if which one we should do, whether or not we should do the old OVAs of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, or if we should do the new series. I think I would prefer to do the new series, especially after they start playing season two of it, because then we could actually have something appropriate to talk about.
More, yeah, current.
Did we talk about this email from our fan Gerardo, who is from the fan service episode that we did with the Nerdy Show guys, whereas too much can hinder the point where it might be a hentai series. A recent series that just came out this winter was called Seiken Imatoyo. This might be the one that I actually watched. In the first half of the first episode, they seemed normal for an ecchi series, but then it went completely wild when she was possessed by a spirit that began touching herself. Yeah, this is the one I'm talking about. My sister is unusual. Well, his opinion on it was that's just at the point where it's too much for his taste. Even he, you know, like we said, even that it's like really borderline hentai at that point. And it's like, is that the point of fan service? Like, do they really need to get to that point now? Anyways, he just wanted to let us know as well that having Cap and Tony on the episode was awesome, and that we should bring them back more. Probably would help this episode a lot more. I already used that joke though. So,
yep.
There's a laugh track.
I think immediately everyone would have thought this episode would be better with, you know, other
anybody.
People.
Anybody.
Anyone else.
also, he wanted to let Glitch know that he hasn't found any midget hentai.
I'm sure Glitch would yell something right now if he was here.
Probably. I would like to imagine that he would raise his voice.
Yeah.
I hate you, Dylan.
What was that voice you used there?
That was my glitch voice. Remember, Andrew and I's glitch impression is like impeccable.
Okay.
I think that's all we have for fan service.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but you seem to.
So I guess it's time to move on to some shameless plugs. So if you guys want to jump in on this conversation, I have no idea what you would want to talk about.
We really could have used someone jumping in on this conversation.
If you guys want to let us know what your favorite episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast was, or maybe even your least favorite, we're good at constructive criticism, believe me. So if you guys want to jump in on our conversation at any time about anything at all, even if it's just to say hi, you can find us at or you can email us at wickedanimereviews.gmail. This is usually why Andrew's here, his job is to do the shameless plugs.
You know what? You could maybe just have him record this later.
Yeah, or I could just cut and paste it from the last episode.
Well, there you go. Wicked Anime is at G... I don't even know. WickedAnimeReviews@gmail.com.
Yep. If you want to send us anything, WickedAnimeReviews@gmail.com. Okay, we're almost there. How many more things do we have? Five?
There's like a Facebook. I think there's Tumblr and Twitter. I don't know what any of those are, though.
That's true.
Just Google, Facebook, like, the Wicked Animes.
Don't do that because you won't find it. If you Google Wicked Anime, you'll find it, but not the Wicked Animes. The anime show. Yeah, facebook.com/wickedanime, wickedanime.tumblr.com, and youtube.com/wickedanimereviews for all of our videos and for all of our content. If you're not listening to this podcast on the iTunes Nerdy Show iTunes channel, you can find all of our content at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime.
Whew. Andrew does that like every episode.
I know. He can say it without even taking a breath. It's impressive, and I have much more respect for the work that he does now. He's going to get a raise. That was a lie. I'll find some music to cover this up with. Hopefully we can find something pretty exciting. But for now...
Yeah, we need something exciting in here.
Yeah, but for now, I think that's all for this episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. We will see you guys next time with a better episode. Okay, bye?
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
You hang up first.
No, you hang up first.
Okay, bye.
We talked about this earlier.
This was scripted.
You're supposed to hang up. Yeah, this is not improvised at all.
No, we usually do really bad with scripted stuff, but this one was pretty easy to follow. Okay, bye.
I'm still here, by the way.
No. If you guys want to let us know what your favorite episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast was, or maybe even your least favorite, we're good at constructive criticism, believe me. We were born in it.
We were born in constructive criticism?
Yeah,
pulled you out and he's like, yeah, he's okay.
Well, I was trying to think of the quote from Batman, the Bane quote. I was born in it.
Okay, well, if you just say that without the Bane voice, it's much harder to come across.
I know. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that joke. 5 hours of sleep, remember? Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As
listener supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.